Oh, I'm so glad to be home. I could not concentrate today. No, everything was fine. It wasn't anything like that. Oh, it wasn't actually work stuff at all. In fact, I was distracted because I couldn't stop thinking about sex. In fact, I could really use a good hard copy right about now. Of course I'll take yours, but only on one condition. I want to tell you exactly what got me so late today. Good, because I want to feel how hard you get when I describe it to you. Come here and let me suck that cock for you, baby. So, I was remembering back when I took that year off from college. I was so irresponsible. I just did whatever I wanted and whoever I wanted. I went out on a date with this guy. Just once, and I was so bored all He kept looking at my tits and checking out my ass. At first, I was a little offended and thinking, you better work harder than that if you want to fuck me. But at dinner, we were sitting in a booth, and he was sitting right next to me. And I see him checking out my tits again. So pissed. I was about to say something, but I looked over and his pants. Holy shit. I could see the biggest bulging hard-on I have ever seen. I literally froze just looking at it. I couldn't speak. I was just stuck. So I reached over and I started rubbing it. I had to know if it was for real. I needed to know. I had never seen such a big cock before. But the second I touched it, I knew it was real. Had this gush of wetness inside of my pussy. Felt so warm and wet. It was incredible. I knew I had to have this guy inside of me. I knew it would hurt too. My pussy was just too tight, but the feeling was uncontrollable. I leaned over and I bit his ear and I told him, "My pussy is yours. And your cum is mine. Let's go." And I just got up and I walked out to the car. When I got back to his place, I dropped to my knees and I started to suck on his tip like this. Just getting the head of his cock in my mouth was so hard. But I was stroking his cock like I'm stroking yours now. And just sucking and licking as much as I could. The head, the shaft, down on his balls. You better believe I took my time with him. I made him edge a few times too. And whenever I felt like he was getting too close to coming, I would give a little bite just to remind him that I wasn't ready for this come yet. There was no way I was going to let him come anywhere except inside of me. Deep inside of my pussy. He laid down and I climbed up on top of him. It took a while to find just the right angle to get him inside me. I'm not gonna lie, I was scared of how much it might hurt. I was just starting to push myself down on his cock to get him inside when he grabbed me by the throat and just forced me down onto it. Oh, I yelled up so loud from pain. But when I made myself stop and like take breath, the second I relaxed, I came all over him. I had never, ever come so fast. I was literally shaking. After I came, I looked down and my nails were dug into his chest. And he had these huge red scratch marks. I turned into a complete animal. Totally lost control. I kept staring at those scratch marks while I was grinding away on his cock, pounding myself down onto it. I came again. And I kept fucking. All I wanted was to keep fucking that thick cock until he gave up all of his cum. He kept his hand on my throat, thrusting into me while I was grinding back against him. I knew he was going to come because he started to squeeze, just squeezing so much harder and just fucking the breath out of me. I came again and he just wouldn't stop pounding it up into me. Oh, fuck. And then his other hand came up and he was flat out suffocating me. And he was squeezing so hard. I knew he was finally going to do it. I just knew he was going to fool me. I remember looking down at him, just panicking inside, unable to breathe. Oh, baby. Tears starting to come out of my eyes. I just fucking grinned at him. This giant hot load of cum exploded inside of me. And I just kept rolling my hips around until I got every last bit.